All right, moving on, we're going to consider adopting CSERA's legislative guidelines as recommended by the Ad Hoc Advisory Pledge Committee. And I think, Karen, this is your item.
Yes.
Thank you. So CSERA, the board, appointed a ad hoc legislative committee. I believe that was back in January, and the committee met several times. The committee is comprised of Scott Gordon, Davis Anderson, Mike Sloan, and Louis Kroll. And one of the things that the committee accomplished is to put together guidelines, legislative guidelines, for the board to consider. And the purpose of these guidelines is to put in writing what our guidelines are and principles when we analyze legislation, or in some cases, the board might wish to sponsor its own legislation. And so we put together this list of items to keep in mind as we monitor legislation. It is included in the agenda packet as a draft legislative guidelines document. It's 2 pages. On the first page, it starts listing those items that we should keep in mind, both the board members and staff, when we monitor legislation. So for example, we do say in there that the board would like to support legislative proposals that clarify statutory plan provisions, unless inconsistent with CSERA's legally sound interpretation and implementation of the provisions. As you know, we're governed by the CERL and PEPRA, and sometimes there will be legislation that amends those provisions. So this goes to say, let's review those. If the intent and the writing of the bill is to clarify provisions, that's great. We support that, but we want to make sure that that wouldn't conflict with how CSERA is implementing this particular law. Another example that's listed here is to oppose legislative proposals that compromise or interfere with CSERA's duty to deliver benefits to participants and beneficiaries. We also have the confidentiality of member records in mind. So we want to make sure that there's no legislation that would interfere with that or require us to provide confidential member information when it's considered confidential and exempt from disclosure. So with that, I'm happy to answer any questions about these guidelines.
Any questions for Karen? Dan, go ahead.
Just to clarify, that it isn't necessarily a support or oppose position. It may be that we're working with the author or a committee to clarify the situation, right? So it doesn't have to be an actionable.
Yes.
Okay.
We also explain here that we work with organizations such as the SACRS Legislative Committee, for example, and to the extent that they're promoting the same interests that we have, we rely on them, but we can also, our board can decide to take independent action to support, oppose, monitor, or do whatever, you know, CSERA thinks is in its interest.
Thank you. Yeah, I would encourage adoption. I would describe some of this, or maybe all of it, a lot of it, as kind of guardrails in terms of how the legislative role is to be administered and carried out. But I think from a policy perspective, my pitch would be, to use the old Brandon Sullivan line, we're not potted plants, right? The agency has a real stake in legislation, and from time to time, taking a position and expressing it either to our local delegation or to the committee hearing it or to the author or all of the above is important. And yes, we have SACRS, we have a lot of resources that, you know, at our beckon, but at times it's appropriate to weigh in. So this is the policy to say we can weigh in, and here's the sort of the rules of engagement as to when and how we might do that. So I would encourage us to adopt.
I move to adopt the draft recommendation by the Ad Hoc Advisory Committee.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, any further discussion or questions on the item? Not seeing any, so let's vote on the motion. Anderson.
Aye.
Chivato.
Aye.
Gordon.
Aye.
Holcomb.
Aye.
McDonald.
Aye.
Mearsworth.
Aye.
Phillips.
Aye.
Wong.
Aye.
And Sloan.
Aye.
That carries 9-0. Thank you, Karen. Thanks, everybody, for all the work on the guidelines. We'll say committee labor.